you know, like I said, not the brand names, but the touring times.
Well, the first automobile I ever rode in was one that the seat had to move around to get in. I can't remember the name of it, but to get in, when you got in and moved that seat around, you were in. There was no way of you opening a door to get out because they had to pull a lever and that side came around. Now that was Mr. F***'s car, and it was nicely upholstered in there with leather, I think. But anyway, that was a peculiarity of that first car, and his was one of the first passenger cars.
What would you call a car that sometimes had seats in the back?
Rumble seat.
All right, what might you call the type of car that had that?
Why? I didn't understand.
Well, what might you call the type of car that had a rumble seat?
I don't know whether I guess they would have called it a sport car, but it was a passenger car with a rumble seat, and that meant that it didn't have a cover over the top of the back seat.
I took one of my worst colds going to West Palm Beach.
Yeah, that was a percussion, and it was bad.
You really get the wind back.
How about the type of car that the top comes down? What do you call it?
I guess it'd be a convertible. I never had much to do with those.
Okay. Well, were they around? Did they have them here?
A few people had it. It was not too popular.
All right. What would you call the type of an automobile that has it's box shaped and has a door in the back? You know, it can be small. It just has glass around and has a door in the back. You know, so you can put things in the back.
Well, that would be a package truck. Delivery truck.
Okay. Well, all right, you're talking about delivery trucks. It's, you know, like a very small truck that, say, a drugstore might send out, or a grocery store, not a large, like,
I'd do a delivery.
All right, and if it was enclosed in the back, would you have a different name for it? If it was just enclosed, squared off?
Well, you could call it a cab truck, but then you don't usually do that. It's just a little delivery truck.
All right, how about if it had an open bed, you know, if the back was open to the sun? You know, it had a cab, but it was just flat, like some yard men use or something.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those?
Pickup truck.
I just call it a little truck, but a pickup truck. Those things we don't have too much to deal with.
How about if you had to take one of these long cars out to the airport, what would you call it? You know, the ones with it could hold many people.
Well,
you see them sometimes from downtown, the big cars.
That would be a passenger car.
Red cab.
Well, the red cab's small, and this would be more like a
bus.
An open bus.
Okay, how about let's say someone had a not just an ordinary Cadillac, but a big Cadillac that was made special order. What would you call that? You know, a real fancy, rich automobile.
Limousine.
Okay, I'll go along with limousine.
Is that what you got? were there any of those around in there?
Oh, we had a few. We had a few. Of course, in Atlanta, we'd have all kinds, and of course, until World War I. About that time, they would not allow a Negro to drive here because the white people that came down for the winter were wealthy and they brought their white chauffeurs. And then when they started having Negro chauffeurs, well, we started having trouble because they wanted to bring their Negro chauffeurs and the white chauffeurs would not allow the Negroes to drive.
Okay.
They bowed out. We had quite a little war here. About 1914, between the Negro chauffeurs wanting to come in and the white chauffeurs not allowing them to come in.
Was it a shooting pattern?